Hey, what's going on? Welcome to The Married Life. This is Joe and Chrissy Angelo. We're so excited to have you today. So what you're about to hear is our audio from our Blueprints of Marriage small group at Vivid Church, the church that we just launched here in Southern California. So this is a live audio recording with people in our room, but we wanted to make it for the podcast. So it has been edited for you specifically. We thought, hey, well, you know what? We are doing some teachings on the Blueprints of Marriage. Let's share this with our podcast audience because we miss you. It's been too long, it feels like. Also, for you to know, next October, October 14th through the 18th, 2024, we are doing a cruise. That's right. We are doing a cruise for married couples. The link is going to be in the bio. If you want to get away with your boo and you want to go and eat some good food, lay by the pool and have a good time. That link is in the bio with the cost of different cabins and everything that you can get set up for. And then if you are listening to this in October 2023 through December 2023, you can join us live. You don't have to just be on a podcast. I'm going to paste our Zoom link in the bio below. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, you can see it. You can click it and join us every Tuesday night. That's going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific time. If you can't make it live, no worries. We're always going to post this on the podcast. But we're excited to jump into the Blueprints of Marriage to be able to help and invest in your marriage right now. Welcome to The Married Life. For the last, man, feels like forever since we've been planting the church, we haven't done like a podcast in a while. So we figured, hey, as we're doing our small groups, we are going to double dip and record for a podcast so we can upload it. And while leading a small group. Cool.
Blueprints of Marriage, right?
Blueprints of Marriage.
I've actually been working on this for a really long time. And so I thought.
So if it sucks.
Stop it.
She's had time to course correct.
No, it's like, it's been just like in our hearts and on our hearts to help marriages really become everything that God has called them to be. And so our goal here is, and we're going to go through everything, like what does it look like to have blueprints in your marriage? And we're going to like send you guys home with questions to like talk about and reflect on to yourself and then talk about as a couple. And I really believe, we were like going over it, I was like, this is really good. And so I knew that, like, when I do that, I know that it's the Holy Spirit because I am not that good. I'm going to tell you right now. And so as we were like running over this, I was like, yeah, this is so good. And so I hope this blesses you guys, but it is going to take a little bit of work on your end to do during the week, to talk with each other, to pray on it together. And so that's the goal, right?
And so this is definitely a small group to have pen and paper. Robert, I see your big old binder over there. Like,
ready.
He came prepared. Came
you
prepared. For anyone listening on the podcast, open your notes app right now. Being able to take notes, you can hit the pause button. It's easier on the podcast versus right now. I get talking quick and we ain't slowing down. So
no.
Let's open up in prayer.
Yeah,
let's do this.
For it.
Cool. Holy Spirit, we are so grateful for you. Just like what Chrissy was sharing, that just as we were looking over these notes and just seeing what you spoke to us so many months ago as we were writing this down, we're just so grateful for your wisdom and insight. And that this would impact our marriage, everybody that's in this room's marriage, everybody that's listening on podcasts, for Antonio and Julie on Zoom, for everybody that's watching on YouTube, and not just our marriages, but there would be legacy to other marriages. That the reason that we are learning about the blueprints of marriage is for our kids and our kids' kids and our great-grandchildren. That God, we want to leave a legacy of what healthy marriage is and how you created it to be. So right now, God, we just ask that you would just give us wisdom, give us insight, help us be humble to be able to see where we can better ourselves to better our marriage. Where we can see, okay, why am I fighting more for my preference instead of what would be best for the marriage? God, because that's what we want. We want you to be the foundation. We love you, King Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to does anybody build in here? Like build stuff? No? Okay, great. You guys know what blueprints are.
Yeah.
You know what blueprints are. But we're going to kind of use that blueprint lingo here. And as we talk about it, I'll explain how it applies to your marriage. So. A blueprint is a guide for making something. It's a design or a pattern to be followed, right? You see the whole blueprints on the sheet. I don't know what any of it means, but it means something to somebody, right? So this blueprint isn't just like Pastor Joe prayed. It is not just for you. Your children live in your home, right? We leave houses to grandkids. We leave them in wills, right? And so that's the whole idea. It's just not about you and your spouse, but it's a legacy, okay? And so it's an investment to be passed down generation to generation. And so what is the purpose of a blueprint? Gosh, I am struggling.
Just water?
Well, no. It's to visualize the overall architecture of the course to guide the design, the development, and the cooperation process. If everybody doesn't know what's going on, it's going to be chaos, mm-hmm. right? And so that's the importance of a blueprint in your marriage. And we're going to talk about these keys of success, right? This is just like an overview of these next 8 weeks together. And so that's why I'm kind of going fast. So, five key components to creating a successful blueprint. Vision. We need vision. Where are we going? What are we building? A vision statement specifically for your marriage is this. It's an inspirational statement of an idealistic emotional future of a company or group. Why do so many companies have vision statements, but we don't have them for our marriage? Why do you think that is? In marriage, it's a rhetorical question, Antonio.
Antonio's like, I got the answer.
This is what it says in Genesis 2:24. So just write down 2:24. You guys can look at it later. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife. They two become one flesh. And then in Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Wow. I'd say a vision statement for your marriage is pretty important. I think a lot of people, most people don't even, have you ever thought about a vision statement for your marriage? Never.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. But the Bible says, where there's no vision, people perish. I think that applies to our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So after you guys become one, but there is no vision, we miss it. Okay? So that's going to be your focus for this group. Go ahead with mission.
All right, mission. The definition of mission is the core purpose of an organization or a company. So the mission is the why behind your vision. And again, a lot of times we miss the why because we care more about our preference. And that's where in relationships, and we've all been there, where it can become like, well, this is what I want. This is what I think. And instead of me thinking about what's best for the marriage, I think of myself. And that's where that drift begins to happen because we take our focus off of the why. Why did I say these vows in the first place? When I truly said, till death do us part, you know? Like, this matters so much. A lot of great companies come up with beautiful mission statements, but they don't have a strong reason behind it. And so for us to have a long-term marriage, it's up to us to remember and know the why behind our marriage in the first place. Not to get lost in that. So your why behind your marriage needs to be strong and timeless. During this time of praying and going through these questions, think bigger than yourself. Don't get caught up in just what... Why did this just say that it's on... Sorry, I got super distracted from on Zoom. It said that it was going to end in 10 minutes. And I was like, we have the paid version of Zoom. I must have logged into the wrong thing. Sorry, Antonio. I'm going to have to quit this and open it back up. I know, right? He's like, what is happening here?
In 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes, buddy. I got you. Okay. So we got to think bigger than ourselves. If you think too small, your marriage won't get past your next big argument. If you can, though, create something that will last outside of your current situation, problems, feelings, and positions, you will be able to create the marriage of your dreams if you have that why. And that's what, I mean, you guys probably have heard this by Simon Sinek, right? It all starts with why. And if you guys haven't seen that video, look it up on YouTube. It's how we better ourselves. But everything starts with the why. So the next one goes to our values.
Yeah. So values, you guys heard of values before. We all have values of our life and our family and all that kind of stuff. But values are a person's principles or standards of behavior. One's judgment of why, of what is important in your life. So based on the answers that we're going to give you guys to do yourself, You're going to find out.
Based on the answer? You mean based on the question?
Based on the question, sorry.
We're going to give you the answer.
We're going to give you the answer.
The answer to marriage. Uh-huh. Here it is.
It's a one-stop shop, one fix all.
For $199.
Stop it. But here's going to be the key. This group, this booklet, these questions are not going to work if you lie to yourself. Wow. Or if you lie to each other. We can say all day long, health is a priority and a value. But if you're grocery shopping and your eating out habits and your lack of working out, we're lying to ourselves. Get them. We're lying to ourselves. And so when these questions come to you and you're talking about values and the things that are most important to you, just be honest. What does our life currently look like? Now, here's the thing. If you both strive for a certain value in your marriage, that's different. But then you gonna learn about marriage, babe?
It's never too early.
But then you have to hold each other accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have to make sure that those things and values that you come up with, you're holding each other accountable. Does that make sense? And so commit to each other and make sure that you're just not lying to yourself. Say, okay, here's where we are, but this is where we want to be. Just commit to yourself and say, okay, I'm open to correction. I'm open to accountability in this. So if you can create values in your marriage and hold one another accountable to those values, I promise you, down the road, you're going to have a great marriage because you're going to be able to be open with one another. You're going to be able to be honest, on the same page, all of it. But it all starts with our values.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
All right. Next one is goals. For guys, this is easy for us, right? Guys usually live or die by goals. You know, like, am I setting goals? Am I achieving goals? Am I beating others at their goals, even though I'm not even doing those goals, but I want to be number one, right? Like us guys, right? So when we think about our goals in marriage, now the thing about goals is goals help trigger new behaviors.
Wow.
And so that's what's so important, again, in our marriage, that we're setting these goals in place that are triggering new behaviors for our marriage, for our future. And so that's why we have to look at, what are my goals? So like a goal could be, I want to take my wife on a date once a month, twice a month, every week, whatever that is. That's a goal. Now, how am I doing that to set in place? I'm calling the sitter. I'm setting up the spot that we're going to go on a date with. Because here's the thing, guys, how often do we ask our wife, where do you want to go? What's her answer?
I don't know.
You know, like, that's it. Like, I don't know. I don't care. Majority of the time. But when we take charge and we say, babe, I got a sitter. And babe, I even know where I'm taking you to dinner tonight. I'm telling you what, guys, you ain't got to try any harder that, you know, not like she's ready.
I saw a reel.
Really?
Uh-huh. It says, ask your wife, babe, guess where I made reservations tonight? And the first place she says, you were like, yep. Yes! That was it. I was like, that's genius.
That is genius.
Trick. But now
okay.
You can't use it. Sorry. I should have told the men in private.
So you can't manage what you don't measure, and you can't improve upon something that you don't properly manage. I'm going to say it again. You can't manage what you don't measure, and you can't improve upon something that you don't properly manage. And so when it comes to our goals and creating those new behaviors, we need to figure out, what are we measuring and how are we managing that to meet those measurements, to actually hit those benchmarks, to hit those goals.
Okay, number five, and then we're going to get into...
And again, this is like an overview, like these five, we're going to break them down further throughout
the... Yeah, this is like what we're talking about for the next 8 weeks. We just want you guys to know expectations, which is the next thing that we're talking about. So expectations. Here's the thing. If you think about your whole life, every area of your life, your marriage, your career, your hobbies, friendships, your marriage is going to outlast... outlast every single one of those things.
Yep.
Every single one of them. The older you get, your hobbies are going to change. Your friend circles always, those are always changing. You're going to change job careers. Everything. Your marriage is the longest lasting relationship that you'll ever have.
So true.
And so it is going to require more money, more time, more effort than anything that you will ever do in your whole life. School, all the things. I thought of you when I thought of school. I was like, man, he went to school for a long time. You did not go to school for 50 years, right? It's going to outlast it all. It probably felt like it. Yeah, I was just going to say, it probably felt like it. And so we have to build a deep foundation, and we have to have correct expectations. We have to be open in communication. We have to be vulnerable and humble, and we have to lay ourselves down if we are going to want to see this thing that is huge to last a long time, okay? And so that's why we created Blueprints of Marriage. It is to get to the very core of who you are, your values, your morals, your vision, your all of these things, and to ask yourself and your spouse very tough questions, okay? So remember, a blueprint is a guide for making something. Mm-hmm. It's designed to be a pattern to follow. So we, next year, you have a whole year to plan. We are gonna do a cruise, a marriage cruise. Yep. And so it'll be 4 days, right?
Yep.
Four?
Yep.
4 days. You have, go have fun with your spouse, but there's gonna be like nightly little things like this, little teachings, little fun things to do together and just be together, grow together, learn together. But we're gonna have fun while we do it.
Yep.
And so we're planning a cruise. We already got the lady going. Yep. What's her name? What's, not know. Her name, but her.
I don't know.
You know, one of those cruise people.
Yeah, she's put it all together for us.
Get together people.
So she already sent us a link. So we'll be doing Royal Caribbean right out of LA.
Super simple.
So super easy drive over. So now we're giving everybody like a year to plan for childcare, you know? So, because this is a kidless cruise. This is for you and your boo, and that's it. Oh, Antonio. Oh, Antonio's getting excited. He's dancing.
Look at him go.
But yeah, so we're going to start sharing that link so everybody's aware of it. But something I want to point out that Eric said, and we've all said this. I don't know if you guys caught it. He said, I wish we had more time. Time is currency. Mm-hmm. We know, right? Like if I'm going in debt, I got to put this down on a piece of paper, look at my budget. Okay, where's my money going? Because money is like water. It's going to run somewhere. So what I have to do is I have to channel it into the spots I want it to go. So that's why like at the top of mine and Chrissy's budget, which we have an Excel spreadsheet, you'd see tithe, you'd see offering, and then it goes down to our rent, goes down to our car, goes down to the bills like everyone has, right? And then at the bottom is what's left over that can then go to savings. And in that budget is also date night. Date night with her and also date night with our kids. Because we want our kids to feel like they are cared for and that we spend time with them. So we take them on dates. Same thing with our time. We all have 24 hours in a day. What am I doing with that 24 hours? And that's even to the place, especially for us men, where we can be working so hard, those 12 hours or 8 hours, whatever you work at, but then we come home and we're dead to our spouse and we don't talk or communicate with them at all. We don't hang out with our kids or anything. That's like, even for me, it's kind of lazy, but I did it. I got an e-bike because I'm spending time with my kids. I ain't got a pedal, you know? Like, I'm tired, I had a long day, but I'm still spending time with them. And so it's finding these little things in life like, okay, what is my wife like? What are my kids like? Even for me, like I teach men this, and we're starting a men's group this upcoming Saturday, is as men, I have to be the most selfish in the morning so the rest of the day I can be the most selfless. When I'm selfish in the morning, that means I'm selfish with my devotional time. I'm selfish with my Bible reading, my prayer time, my gym time, my time. This is going to better my mind. This is going to better my spirit, my body. So then the rest of the day, I can give to my wife. The rest of the day, I can give to my kids. The rest of the day, I can give to the church. And church is obviously my full-time job. So whatever your full-time job is, that you can give to that. And so it is, though. It's literally taking a inventory of our time of saying, okay, I have 24 hours. What am I doing with it? And this is how crazy I get with this. You can ask Chrissy. Last night, I switch up my morning routine sometimes. Last night, I was just watching YouTube videos of guys that I just respect. What do their morning routines look like? because we weren't born with this. A lot of us, our dads didn't train us in this. Our pastors haven't trained us in this. So what should a healthy morning routine look like? Even one dude last night was so good. He was like, listen, because of our bodies, he's like, one of the healthiest things you can do first thing in the morning is going and getting sunlight on you right away. Because so often we're just working indoors all day. You know what I mean? So anyways, that's kind of like off subject. But just to say, when you're looking at your time and your goal is to date Evelyn, it's like, okay, I have 24 hours. I have 7 days. What day, what night can I dedicate towards her? Or even like your lunch break, you know, like, hey, babe, yep, we are at work, but
make
this 1 hour.
Make a fancier lunch during the day. You know what I mean?
Fancy
like,
it
we
up.
Have to, like, for the longest time, if we didn't have a babysitter, we would do a date night after the kids went to bed.
Yep.
And we just, like, sat in the living room, put out a blanket, and we had a fireplace. So when you think about a blueprint, and if you've ever built a house, there's three types of homes that you're kind of looking at. There's like track homes, basic. They just kind of put it together. You might be able to pick a paint color, maybe. You know, or you just paint over it later. There's track homes, where if you live in a certain type of subdivision, it's like you can pick from these five different houses with these three different colors. And, you know, they all look the same. There's track homes.
Spec home, track home.
Yeah. Yeah, what did
you
I say?
You said track home twice.
Oh, a spec home and then a track home. But everybody wants a custom home. Everybody wants it. The problem is we all want the custom home with a spec budget. And so we need to find ways of making it a custom home. And that's what we're going to be doing, right? So Luke 14, 28 through 30 says, "For which of you, when he wants to build a house, does not first sit down, calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it. Otherwise, when he's laid down the foundation and not able to finish, all who observe begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.'" And when this happens, our marriage fails. We're like, I want to get married. I'm so in love. But you're not counting the cost. And so the solution is, when you start thinking about building a dream home, your custom home, you need to make sure that your expectations line up. So practically, this is when you have the same morals, the same values, the same goals, vision, everything that we just talked about. That's what it practically looks like to get on the same page. And so here are your questions. How many you got? 1, 2, 3, 4. 3.5. Okay.
And this is what we like about the questions. The questions are homework, or if you don't like the term homework.
It's homework.
I was like, what other term is there?
But you're the one grading it. This isn't our marriage. This is your marriage. Okay?
But the point of it is actually, as we give you the questions, you do them separate, and then you come together. Because then you really find out and make it prayerful. Like, Lord, yeah, what do you want our marriage to look like, our home to look like? Like, why did you put us together? Like,
you're giving the questions away.
Sorry, babe.
Okay. So first question is, what do you value most? What do you value most? And this is what I talked about earlier. Don't lie to yourself. And that's why you need to sit, think, be prayerful. Lord, what do I value? Where do I put my time? Where do I put my money? What am I watching? What am I looking at? Look on your phone. I'll tell you what you value.
Y'all.
I value reels, and they're funny. And I need to laugh after a long, stressful day.
Y'all, there was a podcast today I sent to our like lead team. Oh, my gosh. This one pastor, he was saying that, I can't remember the pastor's name out of New York, who years and years ago, Wilkerson. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I can't think of his name. Anyways, he talked about that. He was in Pennsylvania. He was a pastor working crazy hours. And from midnight to 2 a.m., he would just binge watch stuff, you know, on TV. And the Lord spoke to him that if you would spend that time in prayer, I would use you for something amazing. So anyways, he said, okay. So we started doing that. And anyways, there was crazy gang violence in New York. He ended up moving to New York, was able to minister to the gangs. Multiple gang members that were huge gang members came to know Christ. No, nobody. And so, I mean, it was just life-changing. But he said that he started calling the TV the terrace in your living room because how it takes that time away from the Lord. And I was just so convicted because I'm like, yeah, like, at night, it can be easy to be like, hey, I'm tired. I just want to watch something. And pretty soon, I'm for a couple hours, I'm just watching something, right? Instead of in my word, instead of praying, instead of whatever it is. And so I say all that because like when Chrissy was just saying about that question about what do we value most, it really can go to how much time do you spend watching TV? You know, how much time do we spend scrolling on social media? And the average person usually is between 7 to 12 hours a week with TV and social media. That's like an extra day's work. And it's like, could you imagine what would happen if us as believers spent an extra day's work with the Lord? Like, what would happen in our community? What would be happening in our homes? Mm-hmm. What would be happening in our church that we would see such moves of God? Because we are hungry to spend time with him. It was so convicting. I'll share the podcast with you guys later.
Yeah, it's a really good podcast. So some of the things that we value most, we say no to a lot of things, but the things that we value most is obviously like our marriage, the Lord. Okay, that's a given. Our marriage, our family, date nights, like marriage and date nights kind of go. We value those things, really. We value generosity. And we value weekly church together. There has probably been a handful of times my kids have not been in church on a Sunday morning. Whether we've worked at a church, not worked at a church, we are at church every week, every single week. Like, we value that. And so as you guys think about, look through your bank account. Look through your phone. Be honest with yourself. Like, what do we value the most? Okay?
And that's, again, write this out yourself. Because I'm telling you what, like, sometimes when you don't do an authentic self audit, you both are like, oh yeah, we value X, Y, and Z. But when you actually take time, be like, oh, you know what? I thought I did value this, or we did value this, but it's barely on our calendar.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why it's helpful to come together.
Look at. Yeah, your calendar. Okay. This is a really good, these next two ones are really good ones. What is the God-given purpose of your life? So you're going to obviously do this one separate. So I would say, what's the God-given purpose of my life, if you ask yourself?
And this, still, tying together, this is why we take spiritual gifts tests. This is why we take personality tests, because you and your spouse, we are not mirrors of each other. So I need to know, like, God, if something happened to Chrissy, I still have purpose on this earth.
Right.
If something happens to me, Chrissy still has purpose on this earth. We did become one, but before we were one, we were just one with him. And so it's like, I need to know my identity, my purpose with him, and then how he meant for us to come together to complement each other.
Mm-hmm. So I'm doing all these separate. Now, the third one, why do you think that God put you two together? So you have a purpose. Your spouse has a purpose. What are you whispering over there?
That's how we make beautiful babies.
Why? How do those things come together, and how can you be impactful for the kingdom? Right? And then what do you think you can accomplish together?
And these two are questions to dream about. Like, what do we think that we could accomplish together? Like, we literally, it was probably 7-8 years ago now when we started dreaming about what if we planted a church. And it was scary dreams. It was exciting dreams. It was, what would it look like dreams? Is it possible dreams? It's fun to be able to do that with your spouse, especially. So start writing stuff down and then bringing that to each other. What could this look like? Because our vision for Vivid Church isn't that everybody is doing Joe and Chrissy's vision. God has given each and every person at Vivid Church a purpose and a vision inside them for a ministry. And that's why I love that Eric constantly reminds our dream team, every task is a
ministry.
Every task is a ministry. Yes.
Is a minister.
Every task is a ministry. Every person is a minister. And we believe that. And we want to see that come out of people.
Okay, and then the last thing. So after you guys have answered these separately, you're going to come together. You're going to have similarities. You're going to have differences. And then you're going to bring them together. Okay, yeah, this is our reality, but in 10 years, do you want to be doing the same thing? Okay, no. How can we change this? What should our values be? What do you want our values to be? And start having that discussion. And like he said, start dreaming about what you could do in your marriage, in your family, for the kingdom, in your jobs, all of that kind of stuff. And start kind of blending those things together. Okay? So that is your homework for the week.
It's good homework. Yeah. It's good homework.
And we're going to build upon this stuff. And so wherever you start writing this down, give yourself some room in your notebook and all this kind of stuff, because we're going to build on these questions. And like he said, at the end, you should be able to build, like, put all of this together and come up with a vision statement, a mission statement, your values, your goals, clear expectations. Because here's the thing, you're going to talk about everything. You're going to talk about things with your spouse that you might have never talked about before or even thought to think about together. And so I'm going to tell you right now, when you do that, when it's not a fight and you talk about that thing,
yep,
you've already talked about it. You've settled it. Yep. There's a lot less fighting because you, here are the expectations. We've already talked about where our money's going, so we're not going to argue about it because we've already talked about it. Does that make sense?
Yep. Hey, thanks again for joining us for our first week of the Blueprints of Marriage. I'm going to give you those questions really quick again so you can write them down. What do you value most? It's a question to ask yourself and your spouse to ask him or herself. What is the God-given purpose for your life? Question number three, why do you think that God has put you two together? Question number four, why do you think you can, or what do you think you can accomplish together? Take some time, communicate this with your spouse, talk it over, dream, pray about it. And then also just a reminder, we are live every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, if you want to join us on Zoom. And don't forget, start booking your spot to join us on a cruise next October. We cannot wait to party with you out here on the West Coast. See you guys soon.